What is your name?
Tim Byrne.
Where were you born?
Birkenhead.
When were you born?
1943.
What did your parents do for a living?
My dad was worked for an electricity board, and mum was a housewife.
Where did you go to school?
In Birkenhead, so.
How long have you supported Everton FC?
55 years.
Why Everton FC?
Well, School of Science.
What was your first Everton game?
Well, going back, it was in the 50s, and it was against Preston, and Bull and I went. Just the two of us then.
How did you get there?
Well, actually, we got the bus from Lime Street, and then the tram straight up to the ground.
Who's your favourite player of the past?
Bobby Collins, 5'3", little genius. He was a little maestro. He had size 3 football boots, and by golly, he was such a player that he'd run rings around any of today's players. He was certainly an inspiration to me.
It's a pity he left so early, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Who's your favourite player now?
Arteta. My guy, Arteta, classy, skillful footballer. In the same mould as Bobby Collins, actually. Could really turn and dominate a game.
Similar size as well?
Similar size, yes.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a player?
I have, yes.
Who was that?
Dave Hickson and Gordon West. Met the two of them. And Jimmy Harris, who lives not far from me, over in Prenton.
What were they like?
Dave Hickson speaks himself, but the Everton Lionheart at the time, he was a great centre forward. Jimmy Harris was a fast winger. And Gordon West was number one goalkeeper, an England goalkeeper as well. So it was a privilege to meet the three of them.
Who's your favourite manager of the past?
Howard Kendall, undoubtedly, the trophies he brought to Goodison. He was a great footballer and one of the best managers we've ever had.
What was your most memorable Everton match?
The game against Bayern Munich, semi-final, Uber Cup, Goodison Park. That was such an exciting game that we were absolutely superb that night. The atmosphere was one off, and it was such a privilege to be at that game.
How has going to the match changed?
I think ticket prices, I think the price of going into the games these days. I know that the whole game's changed these days, but I think the prices, I know Everton and Liverpool try to keep the prices pretty low, but you know, it's sand and times, I suppose, but for those unemployed, I think they should reduce the prices.
Do you think the half-time food's changing much or anything like that?
Well, the food's better, and it's more accessible than when I went. But it's certainly improved the best.
Do you think the behaviour of the fans has changed?
Well, I do, because of the old season stadium now. That's around. I think it's modified the crowd, and you know, it's kept in place. I know sometimes you do stand up when situations occur, but overall, I'm all in favour of all Caesar Stadium.
It always happens in the lower Gladys Street.
Yeah, it does.
How has the ground changed since you've been going over the years?
Well, at Goodison, it hasn't changed all that much, apart from the park end, where you put the new stand in. But it still remains at the time, the same stadium when I used to go. 50 odd years ago, it still reminds me of the time when I used to go. And, you know, I suppose it has to be one day changed whether we stay there or not. If we do stay there, I think the whole dynamics have got to change with us.
Yeah. Do you have any match day rituals?
Not really, no. I just, you know, just go as I normally do, you know. Just nothing. I don't do any rituals.
No lucky trousers?
No.
What does the Merseyside Derby mean to you?
Frenetic. Simple and simple as that. Non-stop attack. I mean, it's quieted down the last couple of seasons, but it's still a frenetic. You know, they don't get much quarter.
What's the furthest away match you've ever been to?
Plymouth, when Everton were in the cup, and I think it was early 70s. It took us 6 hours to get there by train, but what a journey. It was just so long that let's have a few liquid refreshments to help us on our way.
What's your favourite away ground and why?
Highbury, funny enough. It's I like the Art Deco style of the marble interior. I just thought it was so impressive when I first went there. That stays in the memory.
Have you been to any internationals, like the World Cup in 1966?
Yeah, I was there. I was there for the match Brazil against Portugal. I seen Pelé, the great Pelé, and Eusebio playing for Portugal scored a couple of goals in that game. That was such a game, but I was unlucky for Pelé to be kicked off the park. In half an hour, it was absolutely. He didn't come back on for the second half, but I'd love to see more of Pelé. But such a great atmosphere, wonderful memories.
What do you think about the idea of Everton and Liverpool sharing a ground?
Well, I think you have to move with the times, and for me, I just it wouldn't bother me at all. I think they do it in Milan quite successfully, and I think for us to have a stadium together, that would be a major step forward, in my opinion.
Has football become too commercial?
Undoubtedly, yes. That's the way we live today, and you have to move with the times, and it's all media. Media orientated. So yes, it has got too commercial, but as I say, you have to move forward, and that's the times that we live in, and to be successful, you have to be commercial.
Can you tell me an Everton fact or story that most people haven't heard before?
Yeah, I met Dave Hickson once, and he was saying when Johnny Curdy got finished up in a taxi, that there was a guy called Ian Buchan that came to the club. He was a PT instructor, quite a fitness fanatic. And I said to Dave, what was he like to work for? He said, well, we weren't the best team in the league, but we were certainly the fittest.
All right. Thank you very much.
Right, thanks very much.